publicly I say, that moment when you said, "It is finished," is the most important moment in the history of the world. For while we were still sinners, at the right time, you died for the ungodly. Now, scarcely will one die for a righteous man, but for a good man, one might dare to die. But you, God, showed your love for us in that while we were yet sinners, you, Christ, died for us. And then you rose from the dead, never to die again. I love these words that you put in Paul's heart. We know that you, Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has any dominion over you. Declared Son of God in power by the resurrection of the dead. And what makes it so sweet, Jesus, is that when you entered into death and came out of death, you did not go alone. You took us with you. You took us right into the grave so that the curse of our death is now behind us and not in front of us. And you brought us with you out of the grave so that our rising from the grave is as sure as yours. For if we have been united with you in a death like yours, we shall certainly be united with you in a resurrection like yours. Thank you for that word. And when you died, according to chapter 8, verse 3, when you died, God condemned sin in your flesh. Lord, were clearer words ever spoken concerning the most precious doctrine of penal substitution, which to our shame in your church today is questioned and embattled and doubted and rejected. What the law could not do, Jesus, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. Whose, Lord Jesus, whose? Christ's, yours, not mine. I got a substitute. My sin, not yours. You had none. You had none. And God condemned sin in your flesh. Whose? My sin, your flesh. Christ. Could it be clearer? Have mercy upon foolish men who mangle this doctrine in our day. Don't let our church go away from this. May this become the foundation of our life, the foundation of our joy, the foundation of our hope, our marriages, our parenting. Oh Christ, forbid that we would blaspheme against you by denying that you bore our punishment. Thank you. What can we say?
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. www.thepowerofprayer.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.